Blog Talk Radio.
She's out with me, says you know that she's so ambitious. In the streets, stacking green, but she's so ambitious. All bitch, I ain't know what I mean, that's so ambitious. You now are so ambitious, you now are so ambitious. She's down with me, so you know that she's so ambitious. In the streets, stacking green, cause she's so ambitious. All bitch, I ain't know what I mean, that's so ambitious. You down with so ambitious, you live with so ambitious.
Right click now, it's live, you turn your dial up. Hell, hey, and bitches, who's the left, status
up. On point. Brand new, so we flawless. Got the worldwide web focused on
flawless.
And another show, hitting their way. Play them independent artists real airplay. And them topics hot, I take it on the rock. I tune in every Friday,
8 o'clock.
And the banger, she got R&B. Is that a little special
word?
Plus it's me, thank you for joining in. Call it, here's your last song. You have been plugged in, so ambitious, here we go.
You have now been plugged into the Friday night street party with the queen of Blog Talk Radio. The first lady,
so ambitious,
so ambitious.
You haters,
bow down. So ambitious, I told you I got you on the intro. Even if you ain't wanna get on,
even if you ain't wanna get on,
turn your speakers up,
turn your speakers up. You got me so ambitious, you down with so ambitious.
I'm the side again,
support
your local come up.
In the street,
independent art,
green,
he's so
tense
to the side.
On
the street party,
live,
we're so ambitious, baby.
You got me so ambitious.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Independent Fridays here on Lawless Radio. I'm your girl, So Ambitious. I am here every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I'm also here with your boy, J-A-Y-C-E-V-E-R-S-E.
Yep. What it is, support your local come up. It's Lawless Independent Fridays.
All right. Now, we have a good topic tonight, but we're going to get into all our usual stuff. Guys, if you want to hook up with your girl, So Ambitious, you can find me on Twitter, at SoAmbitious1, on Facebook, www.facebook.com/SoAmbitious.publicist, and www.SoAmbitiousOnline.com.
And you can always catch your boy on Twitter, at Jace Verse. Or you could just hit up my website, www.jaceversemusic.net. And you can get everything world, Mom. You know, it's Lawless, baby. I mean, what's going on this week, So Ambitious?
Too much. Let me tell you.
Okay.
So I'm in North Carolina with family. Let me know, because you're in North Carolina, too. We're trying to handle some business. But I'm also with family. Let's just say, being a manager, doing everything I do for World Mob, is not as stressful as being with family.
It's the holiday time. You know what I'm saying? Family is stressing. We might save that, because I kind of cover that in my segment today. You know what I'm saying? No looking. See, you know what I'm saying? We got a great show, man. You know what I'm saying? What else can I say? You know what I'm saying? It's just good. We in North Carolina. You know what I'm saying? I just got here maybe a day or so ago. And got a show tomorrow.
He just got here a day or so ago. I've been here for a week and a half.
You know what I'm saying? Got a show tomorrow, you know what I'm saying, in Raleigh. Shouts out to Raleigh for having Jace Verse and the World Mob come through. Shouts out to Mississippi. Came down to Mississippi State. Locked that down a week and a half ago. You know what I'm saying?
And we're still moving.
got to stay busy.
And if you are in the North Carolina area, if you're in Fayetteville tonight, hit us up, 646-478-5209, and tell us what you have going on. Jay's Verse will definitely crash your party.
Hey, man, look here. Look here. I'm telling you tonight, you know what I'm saying, tonight's the night. You know what I'm saying? I want all my people to, within the sound of my voice in the Fayetteville area, to wear some red, you know what I'm saying? And hit Twitter and let us know what's jumping tonight, because we're looking for something to do. We about to leave here maybe around 11 o'clock. 11, you know, as black people say, 11. Going to leave here about 11 o'clock and see what's cracking around North Carolina. Get drunk and crunk and shut it down.
Now, I'm going to be tweeting tonight also, so hit me up on your, on my Twitter, at SoAmbitious1, and let me know what you got going on. You can also hit up Jay on his Twitter, at Jay's First. And let us know what's going on, Fayetteville.
Follow me. I follow back. That's what it is. Team follow back. So, let's roll into some music.
Yeah, I was actually looking for music. I'm sitting here so into talking, I haven't even tried to go through.
Well,
like, I'm still tripping. I'm sleepy, y'all. Oh, I want to hear some Killing Them Zip Code. I love that song.
Yeah, I really do, too. You know what I'm saying? Hey, boy, you got a hot one.
All right, y'all, we'll be back with more Independent Fridays with your girl, So Ambitious, and your boy, Jay's Verse.
It's Lawless.
Hey, hey, it's a casualty when you put them sneakers on. Fresh fit, got them other bitches looking reckless. I say bitches cause they ain't no competition. They just wanna be the one around zip like a necklace. But that right there is what I can't do. I'll be a damn fool if I redirect it. Yeah, that's true, and without a cast crew, we've been living out a movie, boy, we deserve Netflix. I ain't gotta stand and repeat it, you be hella fly. That's why they never try, they know better. I tell them 10, 11 times until they see you stand up like the letter I, right next to my side like Ronnie did Clyde. It's a lot of other chicks, but how many of them are riding? You keep yourself up on top of that. High five, girl, you know that you be killing them. It's like they all die. No, it ain't a question, killing them is evident. When you hit the room, these other women lose their element. That's why I be attracted to you, positive and negative. Put in front of beauty, they look worse than they already did. See, shorty could rip the runway with some sweats on, and straight killing them, it's like they getting sent home. And independence is just no one to depend on. At the end of the day, she bringing her ends home. That's what I like in a woman, she be dumb fly, smart as an alumni, fresh up off a college trip. Hit a spot, make all of their jaws drop, and it ain't even needed for Zipper to go acknowledge it. Cause that right there is a given. I'll be tripping if I try to keep pointing out the obvious. Girl, listen, I know you killing them bitches. Every time you shut it down, you leave them powerless. And yeah, that's why I ain't gotta stand and repeat it. You be hella fly. That's why they never try. They know better. I tell them 10, 11 times until they see you stand up like the letter I, right next to my side like Bonnie did Clyde. It's a lot of other chicks, but how many of them are riding? You keep yourself up on top of that. High five, girl, you know that you be killing them. It's like they all die. I don't ever notice what they on. They gon' have a hard time getting my attention, cause I'm so up in my zone. Looking at tears when I get focused in the dome, cause I'm scoping, but I'm hoping I'll be poking with the bone. What the kid go through to have you over in my home? It's a pleasure and an honor to be showing you my room. She done heard it and seen it. The type with a guard up, something that I'm into and I wanna be a part of. Cause she bad, something I would wanna have. She just throw it in the bag, she ain't worried about the price tag. A lot of fans who be docking in the stands when she posted with a man. She be showing them that nice swag. Straight killer, ain't no other chick thriller who be sweeter than vanilla, still colder than an ice bag. None of them, but they should be getting familiar, cause ain't no other similar. I'm telling you, like, man, I don't even need it repeated, but you be hella fly. That's why they never try, they know better. I tell them 10, 11 times until they see you stand up like the letter I, right next to my side like Bonnie did Clyde. It's a lot of other chicks, but how many of them are riding? You keep yourself up on top of that. High five, girl, you know that you be killing them. It's like they all die. Thank you.
I'm the man, Joe. I'm the man, Joe. Try and put 24s on the Lambo. Pirates on the show, cookie with the handle. That's why my money flip flop like sandals. In the small of my back, I got ammo. Cash in both pockets, two pumps like a camel. I hustle all night, then I get up early. Pocket full of that shit that killed Jimmy early. Just like you dream girls, this ain't a dream girl. And I don't mean the dream girl. The whip sprouted wings, so I fly through it. Pregnated the game, then tied it through.
To the paper, so you know I know we gotta get the green, we gotta get the cream. On God, go hard, game, wait, break bread with the ding, ding. Piece of the paper, so you know I know we gotta get the green, we gotta get the cream. On God, go hard, game, wait, break bread with the ding, ding.
Way before I had a photo shoot.
Photos
blow a hole through your frame, and that's a photo shoot. Try and settle me, my hitters here, roll on you. These AK-47 hand grenades are total you. Magic man, make the whole bird disappear. Touch my bird, get drowned, brown navy beer. I told niggas I would get back on. Now the world is the table that I bag up on. I supply it homes, you just gotta buy it homes. Brick on the table looking like a piece of styrofoam. Connect other loads, yo, I got this. Like my chips, like my car, topless.
Piece of the paper, so you know I know we gotta get the green, we gotta get the cream. On God, go hard, game, wait, break bread with the ding, ding. Piece of the paper, so you know I know we gotta get the green, we gotta get the cream. On God, go hard, game, wait, break bread with the ding, ding.
I'm a boss, boss, boss.
We gotta get the green, we gotta get the cream. On God, go hard, game, wait, break bread with the ding, ding. Piece of the paper, so you know I know we gotta get the green, we gotta get the cream. On God, go hard, game, wait, break bread with the ding, ding.
I'm a boss, boss, boss. I'm a boss, boss, boss.
Oh, oh, that's a baby mama car, right? You can't lie to me, I know a baby mama.
Money all day, hustle all day, get money all day. I get money all day, hustle all day, get money all day.
welcome back to Independent Fridays with your girl, So Ambitious, and your boy, Jace Verse. Shouts out to the Meningitis Foundation, Ms. Lynn Bowles Off.
What's happening?
Also, follow our company because we never forget it. At World Mob ENT. We gave everything but that. Follow at World Mob ENT on Twitter and check out our company on Facebook. World Mob Entertainment on Facebook.
Let's just be real. We always posting some kind of pictures, you know what I'm saying? I might be getting towed. We might be, you know, out of state somewhere. You know, I'm liable to pull up at a 7-Eleven and take a picture with Rashidi now, you know? Check us out.
Yeah.
Shouts out to the chairman, TL, you know what I'm saying, and the whole Lawless crew. What up?
Shouts out. I want to talk about something. Or you want to wait?
I mean, you know, to be real, you know what I'm saying, we had a whole topic lined up, but, you know, breaking news is breaking news, so go ahead.
So I'm sitting here, and in between songs, I happen to look up at the TV. And there's a news report right now on HLN where his dad throws his 2-year-old baby girl still strapped in her car seat in a creek because he's mad at the mother. Who does that?
Congratulations, partner. You just made my list of things that piss me off. You know what I'm saying? And I'll get more in depth into that at 9 o'clock because I really can't express myself about that right now, but
you have so many people now that are killing their children. It's like, how do you kill your own child and not feel anything? Like, how do you do that? I don't understand that.
You know, I said I'm going to wait till 9 o'clock because, you know, I really have an opinion about that. But, you know, I can't express myself the way that I want to express myself on this topic until 9 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? So I'm praying for 9 o'clock to come real quick. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, that just blew me away. You know what I'm saying? We sitting here watching the same thing. It just blew us away.
Yeah. So we'll get back into that at 9 o'clock so we can hear Jace's opinion on that. But let's go to the original topic we were going to come up with. We were actually going to talk about reality shows.
Yeah.
Jay, the way he put it, is gangbanging on reality shows. And I told him, I said, well, I don't really see gangbanging. I just see a lot of people getting their ass whooped.
Okay. Well, I mean, we ain't even, we'll just talk about violence in reality TV today. Now, mind you, you can't show a cartoon with someone hitting someone because of the violence. You know what I'm saying? But on daytime soap operas, they can pull guns and everything. So on these reality shows, you know what I'm saying? What's the chick joint?
Bad Girls Club.
Okay. Let's just be real, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't really going to touch that till 9 o'clock. But you know what I'm saying? Look, Chicks Fight. That's what the name of it should be. You know what I'm saying? Because when it started out, you know what I'm saying? We watched the first couple seasons, you know what I'm saying? So Ambitious happens to be friends with one of the cast members.
What's up, Tiffany?
And the thing is, it used to be that they would try to better themselves. They knew they was all bad girls when they came in, so they tried to better themselves and leave with an understanding. It was kind of like the starting over house, you know what I'm saying? But now, let's just be real, them chicks just throw blows. You know, all you hear is, B, who you think I am? And then all of a sudden it's a fight, you know what I'm saying?
Either they're throwing people stuff in the pool. Like, it's getting ridiculous.
And,
but I have to say the first season's fight was actually awesome, though.
Oh, yeah. Ty got a piece of that girl behind.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, shouts out to Ty, who whooped that girl behind and did not let her white hat fall off her head.
But now that's all they do on Bad Girls Club. Like, I haven't watched it since the season that Tiffany was on, which I think was season 3. And that's because that's all they do on there is fight. I just don't understand it.
For y'all men who's like, is Jay really watching the Bad Girls Club? A bunch of half-naked girls in bikinis fighting. What you think? Yeah, I'm watching it. Act like you ain't watching it, too. You know what I'm saying? My bad if I busted you out, though. You know what I'm saying? If your girl sitting next to you or something, you'd be like, I be watching it, but I only watch it because you watch it, baby. He lying.
All right, and for guys, I'm just going to say this, and then we'll get back on topic. But for those of you who may be on the line, and if you're pressing one to talk, the connection here in North Carolina is kind of slow. So if you're on there and I don't bring you in, it's because I don't see it. So go to our Facebook page and holler at your girl and say, hey, so ambitious, I'm waiting for you to bring me in so I'll know that you're on there. All right. Not only do they fight, though, you have people turn – why do you call it a reality show when 9 times out of 10, a lot of them are scripted? That's not reality.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, real reality is Bobby and Whitney cracked out. You know what I'm saying? That's some real reality. You know what I'm saying? Like, crack is whack. And then they show her and Bobby, and all of a sudden both of them got red eyes. They got the munchies. Bobby, Christina cussing both of them out because she won't do what they say because she know they high on crack. You feel me? That's reality TV uncut.
I think the Braxtons are reality.
Okay, so we're talking about the Braxtons now. So let's get into this. You know what I'm saying? We have, what, ain't there four of them?
Yeah, four sisters, yeah.
You know, you got four bad sisters that look like Toni Braxton.
Except for Tawanda, she look like a man.
You got four bad sisters that look like Toni Braxton in all stages, like thin to thick. Some of them is party girls, some of them ain't. You know what I'm saying? Everybody who's married hates their husband and want to leave them, but they don't. So, which brings me to this. Oh, except, excuse me. Wait. Shouts out to Vince. What up, Vince? Him and his girl cool. Tamar. Yeah, him and Tay-Tay cool. And that's some truth.com. But, you know what I'm saying? This is from a man's perspective. You know what I'm saying? Like, what makes for good TV these days? You know what I'm saying? What makes for good TV? And if it's not scripted and it's real reality, these days, they will make up some reality. You know what I'm saying? They make up some now, marry folks that they really ain't want to marry, and 72 days later get a divorce. Who does that?
Kim Kardashian.
Who?
Kim Kardashian.
Who? You know, let's just be real. How do these people get to be stars besides putting their booty in there?
But you know what? Now, Chris Humphries is filing for an annulment based saying that it was fraud. She still got people coming out saying, no, it wasn't fraud. She really loved him and wanted it to work.
Do you know why?
Blah, blah, blah.
Do you know why? Because if he gets it annulled on fraud charges, she faces charges. Fraud is a felony.
No. The reason why he put fraud is because that's one of the ways you can get an annulment legally.
Right.
And that'll just take away the fact that he was ever married to her.
Right.
Period.
But then the state should pick up the charges.
But they're not going to do that.
Why?
You know how many people, how many celebrities got divorces, got things annulled for fraud? Renee Zellweger, she got an annulment from the country singer dude for the same thing. And she cited the reason as fraud, and nothing happened.
Wow. You know something? That just goes to show. Now, if it was me or you, you know what I'm saying? You know, and I'm saying me or you because, you know, I ain't a superstar or nothing. You know what I'm saying? regular dude. You know what I'm saying? I just happen to have more fans than the next man. But who does that? You know what I'm saying? If it's me or you, we'd be up under the jail. You know what I'm saying? What's your girl? What's your girl who keep going to jail and getting out in 10, 15 minutes?
Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Look here. Apparently, in the state of California, if you are rich and white, you do not do any jail time.
But the thing is, they blame it on overcrowding.
And it's a nonviolent crime. You know, she just had, what, drugs in the system this time or got caught with drugs or something. You know what I'm saying?
She got kicked out of
rehab.
Community service.
Boy, look here. Let me tell you like this. You know what I'm saying? Let me get caught with a nickel bag. Just a nickel bag. You think they're going to put me out overcrowding? I'm going to sit there until I get sentenced. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to sit there until I go to trial. Then, not even trial, you know, see a judge. Then I'm going to get sentenced. Then if you can't come up with that money, they're going to keep you. They don't care how overcrowded the jail is. Trust me, I'm your boy. I'm going to tell you the truth. You know what I'm saying? I might have visited the inside of an institution a couple of times.
Oh, gee.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm talking about head to foot, mats on the floor. Ain't no pods. Mats on the floor, head to foot. They've always had room for me. Always. And so, in America, if you are rich and white and on TV, even, come on, Lindsay Lohan hasn't been relevant in the last 5 years. Just on TV, you know what I'm saying? She ain't fully loaded Lindsay Lohan no more. She is, like, cracked out Lindsay Lohan.
Well, Courtney Love.
She isn't even cracked out, really. She's coked out. So, like, she's not at the point where she'll, like, sell the furniture. But, you know what I'm saying? She'll probably lease out the Bentley to somebody for a while.
Oh, my gosh.
No crackhead rentals. Everybody's driven one. Don't even sit up here up front.
I've never driven a crackhead rental.
Then you've never lived, so ambitious. You've never lived.
How is it that I've never lived because I've never driven a crackhead's car?
Man, look, no, it's not a crackhead's car. It's called crackhead rentals.
That's true, because sometimes it's not even their car.
You know what I'm saying? Listen, and I'm not even saying you serve them some stuff. You know what I'm saying? All you had to do, a folded $20 bill, and you could ride their car for 6 hours. And for real, you could ride it for 6 hours.
Oh, my God.
At $50, $50, I'm keeping that for a day. You know what I'm saying? And I might not bring it back to the next day, just to be real. And I better not have no cop following me talking about the car stolen. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's just like that, crackhead rental. See, you know what I'm saying? Cheapest rental in town.
On that note, we're going to go into some more music. We're going to get into your boy that's here right now, Jace Verse. We're counting money.
I'm counting money, chick.
I'm a real nigga, I make the phone bleed. Pack a pizza when I got it, gon' remember me. Good living, blowin' down a fucking ton of weed. But you need to look, all the bears in the Garden City. I get 8 pounds, so you getting in. Price starts by 2, if you getting 10. Cause I'm frontin' 5, come and pick it up. Pullin' for a mid-grade, stackin' up a million bucks. And I run my own. Cut the middleman, got naked hoes counting up my fucking dividends. I don't trust nobody, and I don't even care. Snitch gonna snitch like a nigga gon' breathe out. So I watch my front,
Glock got my back. Missile blow holes through that A-town. Get a cap, try the cash out. I just pay a rent. These niggas busting up money over fucking bitches. I'm so fly, I'm so high, I'm counting money, bitch. I'm so fly, I'm so high, I'm counting money, bitch. I'm so fly, I'm so high, I'm counting money, bitch. I'm counting money, bitch. I'm counting money, bitch. I'm so fly, I'm so high, I'm counting money, bitch. I'm so fly, I'm so high, I'm counting money, bitch. I'm so fly, I'm so high, I'm counting money, bitch. I'm counting money, bitch. I'm counting money, bitch.
More or less, I got this street game tied up. And you lose it cause your team ain't tight enough. On my Yamaha, tell them hate me now. Bought a house, put the beagles in the backyard. Independent blood, send the kid running shit. Get this song just to brag about me getting it. Let the seed grow, Georgia sunshine. Speak of video, put it online. Ass clapping red bones, I deserve applause. The bikini tops, you can see they nipples getting hard. Drunk it all a bit, call me Kanye. That's your fucking mic, who cares what you say? Check your fan base, now look at me. I'm on the beach where a real ball is supposed to be. Breast in my face, ass on my lap. This a life, I ain't never gonna look back. I'm so fly, I'm so high, I'm counting money, bitch. I'm so fly, I'm so high, I'm counting money, bitch. I'm so fly, I'm so high, I'm counting money, bitch. I'm counting money, bitch. I'm counting money, bitch. I'm so fly, I'm so high, I'm counting money, bitch. I'm so fly, I'm so high, I'm counting money, bitch. I'm so fly, I'm so high, I'm counting money, bitch. I'm counting money, bitch. I'm counting money, bitch. I'm counting money, bitch. Broke niggas lame, run the stack up. Put you in the game. A lot of niggas talking bad like they doing it. But they fast fading out like snap music. To them through longevity, I got stacks. Tell them pussy niggas, I got tracks. Put the industry, now I plan to do my thing. Hustle hard, I ain't a motherfucking game. I'm a veteran, deserve a Purple Heart. Been down since Daisy Juice, I swear to God. If this my last shot, I'ma kill this song. Every verse I spit, every hook I'm on. I'm so fly, I'm so high, I'm counting money, bitch. Damn, putting on, man, we hood rich. SAP roll, I never flow. Said I only did lit shit, that's on blood.
Thank you. truck, or just some of the things that I did lust. I thought the way to go about it was a slang drug. Cream, get the money, dollar, dollar bill, y'all. My role models were Scarface and Nino Brown. I'm on top of the world, ma. Look at me now, standing on the sofa, trying to think of how I could put her in that big house and make her fine. But your boy did the opposite and jumped out wild. Not a doctor, not a lawyer, but a D-boy wild. I bet my mama probably thinking, did I raise that child in the streets with the heat? Shouted, look out now, Billy Badass. Cheddar and mozzarella got me thinking that I'm better. If I'm riding old leather and wood in my hood, pockets they stay laced, fighting to get the cake I want.
Bang! 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 B
this is your boy Jay's Verse and So Ambitious. We live, you know what I'm saying, from North Carolina. What's up, North Carolina? You know what I'm saying? It's a lawless event. You know, hey, really, you know what I'm saying? I hate to keep going off subject, but you know what I'm saying? This thing about this kid is really pissing me off. You know what I'm saying?
You got a few more minutes. It is actually 8:41.
You know, like, you know, the more I watch it, the more I'm breaking a sweat. You know what I'm saying? You know, if anybody knows me, I'm real passionate about things. You know what I'm saying? And, man...
As he's talking, we see another idiot where they try to sell their baby for $25 at Walmart.
And you can clearly see that they're on drugs. But look here, 9 o'clock is coming. 9 o'clock is coming. And just so you know, I'm telling you right now, if you got some children listening to the show, they're going to need to go into a different room at 9 o'clock because I'm about to give my opinion for real. You know what I'm saying? There's just some things I don't play, and child abuse is one of them. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it is what it is. But back to these reality fools. The Real Housewives of Atlanta.
That's my show, though.
I mean, Candy fine. She done got fine over the years. Like, come on, now look. You know when Candy was with Escape, she was kind of busted. She got a whole lot better looking. I'm just going to say it like that. But reality TV seems to be focused around drama.
Yeah.
And the more drama, the better the TV. The longer your series runs, you'll get a spinoff. The thing is when is y'all going to be tired of drama? You know what I'm saying? Why can't we have another Cosby show where a doctor marries a lawyer and they have children? You know what I'm saying? Why do we have to see JoJo Simmons being a gangster getting busted for weed? Speaking of JoJo.
That hasn't been on TV.
JoJo? That was.
But they didn't show when he actually got busted. They just showed him run, brought him home.
Yeah, they showed him run. I mean, well, that was good for Run, you know what I'm saying? Because he actually, you know what I'm saying, really got a chance to be a father, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know what I'm saying, they really talked about it, him and his brother. But my thing is, JoJo Simmons, reality TV sometimes makes you think something you're something you're not. Okay, first of all, shouts out to Rare Run, you know what I'm saying? I'm Run DMC fam from jump. JoJo, your daddy is a gangster. God changed him. You're a rich kid. You're a rich man's son. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no G about you. We all watch the show. We all watch the show, bruh. Your best bet, go back to church. Repent. Shave. You know what I'm saying?
Get your teeth fixed.
Act like you got some sense. See, I ain't say nothing about the boy. No, but for real, JoJo, for me to you, you know what I'm saying? First of all, you was in Texas. You're from New York. It's not safe for you in the South walking around with big chains by yourself. That's what you have your entourage for. If your entourage leaves, guess where you need to go? Because there's more of us than there is of you. And I'm not saying us as in the South, but you know what I'm saying? Everybody's seen the reality show. Everybody knows you're not hard. They're going to get that chain every time you go somewhere. Hood tax.
Okay.
Every time you go somewhere, hood tax.
Now let's go to the show that I've been waiting to get to.
Okay.
Love and Hip Hop. That is my show.
Hey, if y'all ain't watching Love and Hip Hop, boy, y'all done missed it.
Like, they brought this season in with craziness.
Man.
Chrissy, I'm just going to say two names, Chrissy and Kim Bella.
Look here, shouts out to Jim Jones. You know what I'm saying? Because look here, bruh, you really, really keep it together. You know what I'm saying? You as a cool-headed brother, you know what I'm saying? I'm not sure if that's
he
just for the...
He ain't got no choice because Tracy the hothead.
I'm not sure if that's just for the cameras or whatnot, but bruh's real cool, you know what I'm saying?
His woman is hot-headed. Somebody got to be the level-headed one.
Hey, shout out to Chrissy. Hey, Five, for real, you was busting heads. You was busting chicks down. Keep up the good work.
Okay, how you go 1 minute talk about how they acted on the Bad Girls Club to taking your hat off to Chrissy for adding a fool?
Because, hey, look, you know what I'm saying? When a fight is a real fight and it's better than, like, when Diamond whooped old girls behind on Players Club,
mm-hmm.
I'm all for that. You know what I'm saying? Like when Ty whooped old girls behind on Bad Girls Club and her hat didn't fall off.
And her white didn't get dirty.
Look, I put it.
Homegirl had on white from head to toe.
Look, I put it in slow motion. And all you seen was, you heard, Ty, no, pow, 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 pow. And all you seen was like, it looked like Manny Pacquiao beating somebody up, man. I mean, that was crazy. When Chrissy got that girl, look, they didn't show the whole fight. You know what I'm saying? You be seeing different clips and stuff, and you see they didn't show the whole fight. But when you seen it, the girl was trying to sit up, hold her head, and Chrissy comes in with the foot and kicks her head right back down. That's some real, that's some real ish there. You know what I'm saying?
Crazy.
Well, let's see, who else got a reality show?
Tia and Tiny got one coming.
Oh, boy.
I can't wait for that one.
I've seen the preview. Shout out to the King of the South. Hey, you know, usually it takes somebody a year to make this kind of money.
Actually, I think it premieres on the 5th after Love and Hip Hop, so it's coming on Monday.
How long did it take you, Daddy? About 2 hours, but that's not the point. Shout out to T.I. You know
I can't wait to see that. I can't wait to see that show.
Mr. Rubber Band Man, you know what I'm saying? It's the Rubber Band Man showing them how it's done. You finally get to stop calling him a convict and get to see how he reacts with his children. You know what I'm saying? You finally don't just see him telling Tiny to bring her behind home, and you get to see how he reacts with her and how they react with each other.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's great. And on every clip they showed us, she looked real happy.
Another show. Basketball Wives, both the one with Shawnee in Miami and L.A.
Okay.
I'm like, what is his name? The dude that used to do the show with Wendy Williams on the radio. What is Charlamagne?
Yeah.
Did you see? Well, you didn't watch Lala. We'll get to her show in a minute. But on her show, he said he don't know why they call them Basketball Wives. He said Lala is the real Basketball Wives. He said they should call them Basketball Jump off. He
wow.
said, because only one person on there is a wife.
Wow. So, yeah, Shawnee O'Neal isn't even a basketball wife anymore.
Nobody on there now is a wife.
Well,
the one on L.A., only one person was a wife.
Let's just be real, though. You know what I'm saying? As far as basketball wives go, Shawnee O'Neal paid her dues. You know what I'm saying?
But what I was about to say to that, too, though, just because they're not wives now, the reason why they call it basketball wives, these are about women who were in relationship with basketball players.
You want to
impress? So I understand why they call them that.
You know, they want to impress me. Go get Juanita Jordan or something. You know?
Oh, now, she definitely.
She paid her dues.
Definitely. Definitely.
Put in work and pay the dues. Get
Cookie Johnson.
No. Look, don't nobody talk nothing bad about her.
Get Cookie on there.
Don't nobody talk about Herb now. Like, hey,
no,
hey,
the reason why I said get Cookie on there is because think about what she stuck with this man through.
Yeah, but hey.
That's
hey,
a real wife.
Look here. Herb is the man. I don't care.
But that's
saying.
A real wife.
He was the Michael Jordan before Jordan was Jordan. Irv is the man.
I'm not saying go on there and talk bad about him. We're talking about real basketball wives that deserve to be on those shows.
Yeah.
And she's one of them because she stuck with that man through so much. And their marriage, like, they show you a real marriage.
You know, the thing would be, like, you know, the way stuff is now, they go get Carmen Electra. You know what I'm saying?
right.
If you were married to Dennis Rodman for like a month, you could be on this show too.
No, I was wrong. Basketball Wives LA, two ladies on there were actual wives, Jackie Christie and Malaysia. Malaysia's married to, oh, I forgot her husband's name, but he's an NFL, he's an NBA player out in Chicago.
So, you know what I'm saying, shouts out to Doug Christie and Jackie Christie, you know what I'm saying? I watched the reunion show, and he said something real. He said, you know, when you blaze your own trail, most people ain't going to know what you're doing, and you're going to look crazy. And I guess she really blazes her own trail.
Because she looks like a fool.
I didn't say fool. I said crazy. See, fool is saying that she purposely acts up. Crazy is saying that she don't know what's going on. You know what
well,
I'm saying?
Well, I think she does both because she knows what she's doing because when they started exchanging conversations, she was so focused on what they were talking about and scared that she was going to be exposed.
She seems to be a bit more schizo than anything because one minute she's their friend.
And then she's going off.
And the next minute she's like, forget y'all. You know what I'm saying?
But one thing that you and I both have experienced and currently experience is, this is in Jackie Christie's defense, when you're moving, when things are moving in your career, you're on a whole nother level, people do tend to hate, people do tend to look at you like, you may not think that you're better than them, but that's all she thinks she's better. I mean, stuff starts to happen.
Everybody remember
that.
People
start to throw dirt on your name.
When you're doing big things, when you're making moves, you're going to, A, have haters.
Mm-hmm.
The people around you will not understand you because you'll be leaving them behind and you're moving on to, like, a different plateau of your life.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? When you get to the new plateau, you need to look around.
People will use you.
And associate yourself with like-minded people.
Yeah, because people will use you to get themselves to another level. That's reality. So maybe that's what she deal with these women.
I mean, you never know. I mean, yeah. Cause
now, she did start a bunch of drama, I'm not going to lie. But she could be dealing with that also.
Yeah, but when they be talking about basketball, Jeff Austin, once again, fellas, if y'all like, why is Chase first watching stuff like that? Bruh, have you seen them basketball wives?
Plus, so ambitious will call him and say, hey, Jay, you need to turn to this and see this.
There are reasons why these basketball dudes marry these chicks. Have you ever seen one of these basketball dudes marry an ugly chick?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I've seen a couple, but, you know, after, you know, a few seasons, they get plastic surgery.
Let's get real. Ron Artest, wife, girlfriend, partner, whatever, she is not the prettiest thing in the world. Just being real.
Ron Artest, I did not say that. I remember how
So Ambitious said it.
I remember how you choked out the coach. I did not.
So Ambitious said it. Guys, if you have an opinion on what we're talking about reality shows or whatever, call in at 646-478-5209.
Hey,
what? I say stuff, I own it.
Hey, look here, man. Every week she be sitting up here, wow, Jay. Now this is my time. Wow, so ambitious. Wow. Hey, but you know what I'm saying? It's 5 minutes before the 9 o'clock hour. So, you know, we about to go back into some music. And when we come back, we're going to come back into my segment. You know, things that pissed me off this week. And we're going to go more in depth about these people doing stuff to these children. So, I mean, some of it's going to be funny, but some of it ain't. So, I mean, call in with your opinions. We're going to get back to the thing. You know what I'm saying?
We're going to get into some Young Rico with My Life.
Young Rico.
Those whack-ass mixtapes that claim to be fire, but they shit.
It's real simple to play step your game up and bump this uptown music.
Nothing come easy in this world, my nigga.
Nigga.
This
ain't
no
game,
my life. Shit ain't sweet out here, G.
Trying to make ends meet, you think it's sweet, I'm not here to compete,
nigga, this is my life,
we in the streets, we ain't playing for keeps, Better nigga can't fit in my sneak, nigga. This is my life. Go hard or go home. And I'ma keep tipping till this whole pack gone. Nigga, this is my life. Section 8, don't link for show. That's the way that the dice been rolled. Nigga, this is my life. I'm on a money mission for paper and I'ma get it. As a shorty, I was brought up to stack up and fuck these bitches. Pay attention, you boys gon' listen. No time for intermissions. Got a hustle of ambition, it's a given. My nigga, I'm still tipping. I'm rapping what I'm living. You put me on the stain, on my mama, I'ma hit it. Man, I keep my head high, cause the sky is the limit. Some of you niggas be fixing like a fairy tale kisses. I'm standing on the block until we all done flipping. Gotta watch out for the voice, and you haters still tricking. I'm still on Section 8, that's the way that I'm living. I'm trying to get back like the 2010 census. My head above water, trying to make ends meet. You think it's sweet, I'm not here to compete. Nigga, this is my life. We in the streets, we ain't playing for keeps. Better nigga can't fit in my sneak, nigga. This is my life. Go hard or go home. And I'ma keep tipping till this whole pack gone. Nigga, this is my life. Section 8, don't link for show. That's the way that the dice been rolled. Nigga, this is my life.
It's Ready Made Entertainment. Yeah, y'all girls gonna have to get y'all hands up on this one. You know what I'm saying? She is bad. For real though. Already. Already, baby. So, what you do? You know how we do. Up in D-Town.
guys, you are plugged in with your girl, So Ambitious, and your boy Jay's Verse here on Independent Fridays. We are here every single Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, we're not the only show here on Lawless. We have Sherm the Man every Monday, 7 Central. You have your boy, Mr. T.L. Lewis, the chairman, every Wednesday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Then you got your girl, Catrice, Raw Deal with Catrice, every Thursday from 9 till 11 Eastern. And then you have me on Independent Fridays, 8 to 10 p.m. Now, here's a segment that I love and I've been waiting on all night. Your boy Jay's Verse with 10 things that piss him off.
You know, let's just be real, fam. This week I got a little bit more than 10 because in the last hour I've had to write a couple more now. So, what it is, you know what I'm saying? Let's get into the 10 things that pisses your boy off. Number one this week is family. Family that overstay on the holidays. That pisses me off. Does that piss you off, in business? You ever had a family member come in and they stay just like a day or two too long?
Yeah.
I mean, just enough to put that strain on the relationship. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That pisses me off. Number two, knockoff Nikes. That really pisses me off because they even got them now where they got the real Nike box and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? If I catch you in the truck and you selling Nike and you selling like Forces for like $30, I'm not going to get them. That pisses me off. Number three, and I was going to save this till last, but it got pushed up. You know what I'm saying? If y'all look on Media Takeout, that chick with the huge ass, I mean, shorty got a donk, but she's really a man. That pissed me off. That was so wrong on so many different levels. That really, really pissed me off. This came from my Twitter, actually. Chicks that walk around fly, like hair, nails, clothes, done. And then they walk in with their kids, and the kids look like buckwheat straight off the farm. You know what I'm saying? That pisses me off.
Yeah, that pissed me off, too.
I'm saying, if you was that fly, don't you think your kid deserved to look nice, too?
Yeah.
In fact, to be real, you should do your kid before you do you. I'm just saying. Shouts out to the chicken heads that kids walk around looking like buckwheat all day. Number five, the recent update to Boost Mobile to their Androids. You know,
oh, that pisses me off.
So that they can stop the sharing of Wi-Fi usage. You know,
yes.
How you download the app and you can share your Wi-Fi with up to 3 or 4 devices. Boost Mobile last week updated all Android phones, so you can't do that. So the free app that's in the apps market that you have free reign of, they're limiting your use. You can't download a free app.
That really pisses me off.
What do you pay for?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, sometimes with us being out of town and going to so many different places, sometimes you need to use your computer and not your Android. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the hotels don't have Wi-Fi, or if they have Wi-Fi, the signal's real low, and you need to use your phone's Wi-Fi. Why is the app free? And why can't I download it? I'm just saying. The work ethic of so-called indie artists is number six. You know what I'm saying? You talk about how you grind this, how you grind that, how you doing this, how you doing that. But then your no-named ass want to charge somebody outrageous prices for a beat or a verse? Are you crazy? Are you crazy? Who are you? You can kiss my ass. That's on the real. Number seven. A chick walking around with saggy spandex. That really pisses me off.
Saggy spandex?
Exactly. Whatever you get out of that is what you get out of it. Saggy spandex. Spandex is supposed to be tight in all the right places. And if it's saggy, you might have that pill in you. You know, that no acetal pill. On the more serious side, number eight, the price of prescription drugs. That really pisses me off. Now, if you think, most drugs that you're prescribed are needed for your health. Your health is your ability to work and your ability to pay for said things. But if one prescription medication sets you back half a bill, and I'm not talking about half a $100 bill, I'm talking about, I'm like half the electric bill. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, holler at your local drug company, you know, your Pfizer's, your Tylenol, you know, Johnson & Johnson. Let them know that they need to bring down prescription drugs. Number nine, Penn State and how they handle Joe Paterno. That pisses me off. If y'all know, I'm from the Keystone State, PA in the house, 412, what it is. You know what I'm saying? Joe Paterno has been there since my daddy was a little boy. You feel me? You could have gave that man a little bit more respect, A, than to fire him from the phone. I don't care what he did. B, you give him the benefit of the doubt and wait for the investigation. The man is 86 years old. He's on his last breath anyway. You know what I'm saying? He's a legacy there. He'll go down in history as the winningest head coach in football. He deserves a little bit more respect than that. I'm just saying. Number 10. Strip clubs that don't let the girls get all the weight naked. They be wearing thongs and pasties. Are you telling me that you really charged me a $20 cover charge and I had to buy a drink before I walked in the door? And they don't get all the way naked? They in thongs and pasties? Is you crazy, bro? And then the lap dances is like $20? You know what I'm saying? Bring back the $5 lap dances like back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Number 11. Kim Kardashian and Amber Rose. Jesus, that pisses me off. I mean, really, that's enough said, but I'll just add this. Who you got to screw to be a celebrity these days? Apparently, they knew the right combination. And I'll leave it at that. Now, usually, I don't rush through my things that pisses me off, but this last thing that pisses me off is what I'm going to discuss for a minute. Grown people that kill, shoot, or abuse children, especially their own. We're going to stop and talk about that for a minute. So, Ambitious, is that cool?
Run it.
All right. Buddy threw his daughter off a bridge into the river, strapped down in her car seat, his 2-year-old, because he got mad at the baby's mother. Somebody please kill this nigga. And if you can't do it, let me pull the switch. Okay? For real. The people who tried to sell their child, put them in jail for a long time. To the lady who shot her 2 children, her sister's 3 children, and her son's girlfriend and then shot herself. Don't rest in peace. I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? I take things like that serious. You know what I'm saying? Me not having children myself, but I have nieces and nephews. You know what I'm saying? And, man, if somebody did something to one of them, and I don't care if it would be one of my sisters or, you know, one of my cousins, you know, one of my nieces that have children, whatever. You know what I'm saying? If somebody do something, children are innocent. If nothing else, they're innocent. They haven't had a chance to be anything, but they only know what you teach them. If y'all can't pull the switch, let your boy come in. No remorse, nothing. I'm going to smoke an L and I'm going to go to sleep. Knowing that I pulled the switch, you don't have to do it, I will. I'm just saying. Can you weigh in on that song, bitch?
It's kind of hard for me to weigh in on something like that because I'm someone who doesn't have children. But, you know, every woman, well, I can't say every woman because you have some women that don't want kids, but as a woman that would love to be a mom someday, you have people out there who are blessed with children that mistreat their kids. I don't get it. Nobody told you to lay down and have that kid. I don't understand that. If you're mad at the parent, 9 times out of 10, the kid doesn't even know about an argument or know what's going on between you and daddy or you and mommy or whatever. So why are you going to kill the kid?
Because some people are just sorry, so ambitious. You know what I'm saying?
I just don't understand it. You have these people not only killing their kids, like you said, abusing the kid. You know, you have people that sit there and starve their kids to death. You know, I've seen several stories about that. You know, people actually starving the kids to death. People, not only their own kids, Jay, you have people that go out and adopt a child that wish to have a good home. You have people that adopt children, bring them home, abuse them, and kill them.
Yeah, okay. Which lets me touch on the recent joint in Philadelphia. Do y'all follow the news? You know what I'm saying? So in Philadelphia, there's this lady, and she was getting a whole bunch of checks because she was taking in handicapped children. I mean, they was praising this woman. She was taking in handicapped children until one of them died of starvation. So they sent in, like, defects. And when they went in the house, they didn't see any evidence of the children. So they went to look for the children. And she had them in the basement. And, like, there was 6 of them in, like, a 6x5 basement. 6x5 is smaller than a jail cell. And most of them were confined to wheelchairs and stuff like that. These are people who really, you know what I'm saying? To be real, before you let me pull the switch, you know what I'm saying? And really, I'll pull the switch for you. I think you should start, like, real justice, street justice, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, handcuff these people to, like, a pole with their hands behind their back and shackle their feet and give the family 3 minutes unsupervised.
Mm-hmm.
3 minutes. That's 60, 120, 180, 180 seconds. You got 180 seconds to do whatever you got, just the day before you kill them. You know what I'm saying? I'll pull the switch for you. You don't have to worry about that. I'll pull the switch for you. But justice, you know what I'm saying? Real justice.
Mm-hmm.
In some cases, real justice needs to be served. If there was real justice being served in America, you wouldn't have to worry about a lot of stuff. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Somebody does something to your kid, and you don't know what they did to your kid, whatnot. All you know is before they give this fool the electric chair, before they do anything, they're going to give you 3 minutes. You got 3 minutes to work this fool over. I don't know about y'all, but in 3 minutes, my hands would probably be broke, if not hurt and swole. That's just what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Stop killing these babies, man. You know what I'm saying? Children are precious. They're a gift from God. You know what I'm saying? I don't even go to church like that, man. But children are a gift from God. You know what I'm saying? You have to treat them like a gift. What if somebody did that to you? You were a helpless child at one time. Things to remember.
That's right.
That's all. And I mean, it's crazy. These are the parents doing this stuff. It's not even like random jackass folks. These are like the parents. Ain't nobody told you to lay down and have children if you wasn't ready for them.
That's right. That's true. Well, guys, if you have anything that pissed you off, call in at 646-478-5209 and let us know what it is.
Hey, to be real, you could always hit up my Twitter like you did last time, you know what I'm saying? Just hit up my Twitter and drop me a DM, you know what I'm saying? I'll put it on for you because, you know, some of y'all really can't say what you want to, but I say it.
All right,
y'all.
Jay, you ready to go into some more music?
Yeah, I'm ready to go into some more music. I had my rant for the minute. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate y'all for listening to me today because it was more serious than funny.
All right, y'all. This is She's Bad and One.
It's your boy and One, man. I see a lot of sexy ladies in the club tonight, you know what I'm talking about? But hey, yeah. Come in, what's your name? Take a shot, roll it up. I tell her I'm a star, baby, you can roll with us. I like them light skin, dark mid, cold as such. Long as she down the ride, I show her how I turn it up. Oh, let's do it, I be foolish, baby, that's enough. Oh, she bad, roger that, plus she old enough. Proper, independent, got her own. And she ain't messing with them lanes, but they call her phone. Turn my swag on, plus my cash loan. Tryna blow a milli, flexin', ain't a cash strong. I bet that wrong, baby, y'all can last long. All off in the middle, take her under, but she bad, home.
She bad and she know it, she ain't afraid to show it. Y'all didn't watch him while I'm talking. I gotta get to know it, she bad.
Oh, she bad,
she bad.
I said all around the world, sexy ladies, do you hear me? Turn this song up, play it loud up in your speakers. DJ keep it spinning, cause she bad and she with it. But she drop it to the floor, bring it back, watch her get it.
She bad,
hey, and I can tell she looking. Maybe I could buy the bar, Patron is what she sipping. Goosing her, we live it up, we smoking to the ceiling. She bad enough, she back it up, I'm strictly on my pippin'.
She bad and she know it. Ain't afraid to show it, y'all didn't watch him while I'm talking. I gotta get to know it, she bad.
Oh, she bad.
She bad.
Frame, I bet she know that. Ballin' when I hit the club and she can get the whole rag. Sharp from head to toe, snapping pictures, get a Kodak. I'm a rock star, baby, going hard and you should know that. Hey, popping bottles, bring the mo back. Ladies all around me, I'm just trying to hit the whole pack. Tricking if you got it, I got it, I'm not tricking it. Shawty say she bad, but the booty just keep jiggling. Hey, but baby, aren't I cool? I got two bad chickens like the Moulin Rouge. Up high with a pool, get a two-line view. Plus I party all the time with that D-White dude. Hey,
she bad and she know it. She ain't afraid to show it. Shawty watch him while I'm talking. I gotta get to know it. She bad.
She bad.
She bad.
Back, niggas. Turn me up, yeah, I'm back up in the booth again. She want a candle slit, yep, I'ma do it then. Guess what, man, yeah, it's your favorite rapper King Najee, yep, call me Dipper Dapper. Last album, no deal, move my own shit. Did it on my own, ain't nobody do shit. By the grace of God, yeah, I put my stamp on it. Just like a nightcap, yeah, I put the clamps on it. Call me Hercules, yep, the flow real strong. 100,000 on my wrist and the chain so long. Spit it hard from the hood, man, that's where I'm from. Get it like I get it, can't nobody do it better. Rock loafers on and I got the matching sweater. I told my mama that this was my year. Breath of fresh air, that's what I'm on this year. And when I get my deal, I'll be dropping next year. BET, MTV, that's all you gon' hear. I get it up, she put it down every time it's proper. I told you I got my own style, like I said in proper. Call me Young Showstopper, that's how I like to drop it. So my mission ain't complete, my mission ain't complete. You can't see me, nor be me. Just be you, get like me. Now for starters, started out as a newcomer. Now I got zeros after every comma. She put me in the game just like my game. Jump shot, 3 points just like LeBron James. Floor seats, you can catch me at the Bulls game. Flow so different, yeah, so unique, man. Making moves like a young Jay up in the game. Young bull like Derrick Rose, yeah, I'm on my shit, man. I got a lot of stress, yeah, they try to throw me off. Man, they try to stop my reign, try to clip my wings off. Cause I do it every day, man, they try to cut me off. But they can't stop it, no, they can't stop it. Like a lot of assists, I bet I non-stop it. They be acting funny when they see me talking business. Getting $80 show, watch me cook it in the kitchen. So you do you, and I'ma do me. Get cheese every day, that's what's under my sleeve. So you be hating low-key, that's the shit that you on. Working like a muff, slaving up in K-Stone. Then they try to play you lame, and they send you straight home. Yes.
Oh, you're gonna love me.
I told you gonna love it.
Gonna hug me.
Mm-hmm.
And squeeze me.
On to the next one. Yeah, I got a gun. Versus so sick, I got another one. Pass the rock to me. Go and watch me dunk it, son. Sick with the rock, you might have thought I was Jason. Cut like Jason. Call me Young Halloween. Chicks like it when I put my verses right up in between. They sheets like linen. They like when I be winning. Cause they eyes turn green like a leprechaun be in them. And guess what I be sending? More bottles, more mo. You can't take nothing from me. Yeah, I told you that before. Yeah, I told you drop that cap before you walk up out that door. So bring it back to the middle of the map. Got a lot of boys with me, and for sure they stay strapped. So get your swagger up, cuz mine's terrific. If it ain't about the dough, then you might as well zip it. You might as well crown me prince of this rap shit. Najee be the best out west with this rap shit. And cuz my money ain't long, I'm still in my f***ing zone. Killing it like every day, each and every which way. Crazy boy like Kanye. My mission ain't complete, my mission ain't complete. You can't see me, nor be me. Just be you, get like me. Yes. Yeah. I'm back up in the booth with it. Yeah, I sent it through the roof with it.
Cash Me Out Production.
What it is, y'all. You know what I'm saying?
I think I'm gonna write this one out, sir. As dear Miss Sexy. No. Better yet.
Lawless thing.
I'm gonna write this one out like, dear Miss Beautiful. Cause I just wanna be your ballpoint pen in this one, baby. And I want you to be my paper. No. Better yet, I want you to be my scroll. And I write you beautiful. Sexy, but yet grown man-ish love letter. But not on pen pal status, baby. So listen to my words, honey. Just listen to my words. Okay. I want to be too damn good to you. And make your mama say he's too damn good to you.
I wanna fly you to the moon, stay in a one-way suite and get you home by noon. I'll even open the space shuttle door for you and strap you in and tell you how much I'm adoring you. And if I say I'll pick you up at 8, don't you worry about a thing, cause I'll never be late. Late night creeping with any other girl, cause out of 6 billion, baby, you're my one and only world. And girl, I got the finance to afford your finance, but we can throw it out and just enjoy the romance. With no milk, baby girl, I want to spoil you. Then at night, lay you down, wrap and spoil you in my arms, cause baby, it is all for you. Sincerely, Mr. Too Damn Good to you. My everything, filled up my life like decorations by Vera Wang. So I hope that you're listening, the best you'll ever have, baby. That's what my mission is. So I'm positioning to white out your X-Men. Not a ninth grader, but sure, I'll be your freshman. Cause you're my first thought, hear what I dreamt last. Two lines in the road, the one that I can't pass. So why would I, even without a good eye, I could still see you be the one I do goodbye. So it's never goodbye, baby, I just see you later. When I hug your curls like the tires of an Indy racer. So how could I ever go wrong with a steroid love? How we going so strong? So when they say that I'm just too damn good to you, I just tell them, nah, you're just too damn good to lose.
My Denzel, my Denzel, my Denzel, my Denzel.
to tell you he got game. You in my Denzel, no, he not Shane. I'm trying to make a lick the lollipop, but he not Wayne. Yeah, easing to the preacher life. Work my way in good and try to slash the preacher wife. Hey, from what I heard, she ain't even the preacher wife. An undercover freak and a preacher, he just treat her right. Yeah, I know they gave you deja vu. You think twice before you say I do. A couple sacks in my pockets, plus I stay fly too. You better watch your old lady if I stay by you. I'm in the club, baby, bad. I'm peeping the main. Who that? Shawty fine for real. Now that's the devil in the blue dress. I'm walking around the club, I'm asking everybody who that. A couple people said, bitch, you won't do that. I had to renege, now I'm like, nah, I don't like her. Last man smashed, she set that man on fire. Look under her dress, hey, you don't see them wires. A walking time bomb, and she's about to expire.
Oh, my low spread, I'm sharp as a pencil. At the club, hit the flow and show on my Denzel.
Something new, something better, something sexier, something realer.
Once you pass it up, there's no second.
What it is, we back. You are now plugged in with So Ambitious and Jay's Verse.
What's up, y'all? We had to get into some of this hot indie music. We're sitting over here vibing to the music.
You know what I'm saying, huh? Your boy is trying to pull up something on Media Takeout. It says that, you remember when Questlove was talking about Michelle Bachman?
Mm-hmm.
Says that the Ku Klux Klan is out to get him.
What?
Questlove, racist epitaphs fired at me after Bachman intro music on Jimmy Fallon. Okay, so I'm reading this directly from an article on Media Takeout. Once the world caught on to the sly musical message that the late show Jimmy Fallon backing band The Roots sent to Michelle Bachman during her appearance on the show last week, reaction was swift, some laughed. Bachman was outraged and NBC apologized. Now the band's drummer and leader, Questlove, has revealed that he has been the target of a steady stream of hate speech and racial epitaphs from Bachman supporters and Tea Party members in the wake of his band playing a few notes of Lion-Ass Bitch by Fishbone. For real, you know what I'm saying? How can a politician get mad at that?
Most politicians are liars, so I mean...
professional.
Mm-hmm.
But, he says, he goes on to say, I've seen some really colorful epitaphs in the past 4 days, but the N-word, F-head, ghetto stick is probably one of...
That's
probably,
a new one.
It's, okay, I got to read it because, you know what I'm saying, it didn't make any sense when I just said it. Okay. The name he was called was Butt Nigger Fuckhead Ghetto Stick. It's probably the one that takes the cake. I'm trying to get my head around that one, he said to musicpitchfork.com. Blocking 3,500 Tea Party extremists on Twitter in a 3-day period is no fun, especially when you're a drummer dangerously close to carpal tunnel. And in the end, was it worth it? Absolutely not. Questlove insisted he is sorry over the incident and didn't realize that it would be quite so offensive. It deeply offended a lot of women's groups and non-Bachman supporters. And for that, I'm deeply sorry, he said. I'm not parading like I'm a poster boy for the feminist movement, but those who truly know me know that's not me. I was just really going with her whole revisionist history angle. And I wasn't calling it on her being a woman. So, okay, to be real, that didn't have anything to do with the Klan. But message to Ku Klux Klan. It's 2011. Not 1911. Come in my hood with that shit. They will bury you in those same sheets that you took out your mama's house and cut holes in.
But the crazy thing, Jay, ghetto stick is a new one.
Yeah, that's a new one.
I've heard that one. I've heard bacon.
Yeah.
Ghetto stick.
I've heard Canadian, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, hey, I'm going to put y'all up on some game, right?
Uh-oh.
If you go into a restaurant and you hear them talking about Canadians, they're really talking about black people.
I remember you told me that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Let's just be real. You know what I'm saying? They can't talk about black people, so they just say Canadians. That's what it means. If they're talking about tips and Canadians, they're talking about black people.
Mm. Okay.
Herman Cain.
Oh, goodness.
I've said before a million times, this man is funny.
What did he do this time?
Everything he does is funny. Because of what he does. how many women is going to come forward and say that they don't slept with the man? So the whole Republican Party is dumb. I mean, funny. Because you have all your front runners. Two of them are drop-dead stupid. Two, drop-dead stupid. One is really smart, but he's really vocal. Shouts out to Herman Cain, man. You're funny. I hope everything works out for you. You ain't going to be president, you know what I'm saying, but I hope that works out for you.
Mm-hmm.
Is Drake leaving Young Money?
Oh, my God. I'm so tired of that.
I mean,
who cares?
Is he?
But who cares?
Well, you know, most people would because, you know, I hope.
But I don't care about Drake.
The thing is, you know what I'm saying? Maybe.
Maybe he will leave, so I don't have to hear him anymore. I mean, really?
It's about time somebody falls off. You know what I'm saying? I can deal with Weezy, you know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying? Canadian telling me what's hot in the hood right now, that ain't cool. Okay, according to a top member of the Young Money camp, Drake has been slowly making moves to leave Young Money. Now we can confirm that Drizzy has begun taking legal steps to lead the group. 2 weeks ago, Media Takeout told you that Drake dropped as an executive producer, Jay Prince. Oh, wow, Jay Prince. I ain't heard that name in a long time. Influential music exec, you know, with heavy street ties, to who's close members of the Cash Money management. Yesterday, Drake dropped all of his managers, G. Robertson, Al Branch, Kiambo, Joshua, and Brian Cortez, whom he all shares with Lil Wayne and the other members of Young Money. And the last shoe was that Drake dropped his agents, the ICM talent, who also reps Lil Wayne. Next, Drake is putting together a legal team to try to get him out of his airtight contract that he has with Weezy and them. And, oh, Lil Wayne ain't one bit happy that Drake's disloyalty. Peep the tweet he sent out. Okay, and this comes directly off of Weezy F. Baby's joint. You know what I'm saying, Lil Tucci? Sweetheart, don't you know that when you lose me, you lose yourself? I'll be loyal before I lie and honor before I am dishonest.
I have something to say about that tweet. People that read Media Takeout know Media Takeout
embellishes,
story.
And embellishes a little.
That same tweet was on there yesterday or day before when they said he put that tweet to all his baby mamas. So, really, they don't know who he's talking to.
Yeah, it was tweeted on the 29th of November.
But they had that same copy of that tweet yesterday or the day before yesterday on there saying it was to his baby's mamas. Now, today, he's saying it's to Drake. Really?
Okay. Now, I'm crediting Media Takeout for the story. Don't quote me on this. Well, you can quote me. I said it. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, don't take my word as law. You know what I'm saying? It's just what news is. Ooh. We got like 7 minutes left, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We got 5 minutes left. And I guess that means we about to close it out and do some shout-outs. You know what I'm saying? Who are you shouting out this week, son and bitch?
I'm shouting out the same people I shout out every week. Shouts out to my world, my people, Jay Verse, Reggie, everybody over here on Lawless, the chairman, Catrice, Sherm, Meningitis Foundation, all of my Twitter followers. And if I missed you, I'm sorry, but it's too many people to shout out.
Hey, I got some shouts out to, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to this one and that one, and I ain't miss one, friend. You know what I'm saying? ain't saying no names because it's all in the brain. You know where we at. One love to my people that love me. I love you back. Shouts out to TL, the whole Lawless family. We doing it big. 2012 is our year. Y'all look out. Fayetteville, North Carolina. About 20 minutes. Your boy coming through. Holla at your boy.
Follow your girl, So Ambitious, on Twitter, @SoAmbitious1, for all the latest on Jace Verse and the World Mob. Also follow the management, Twitter, @SoAmbitious, well, @SoA Management, under the World Mob brand. That's just how we do.
It's been real, So Ambitious, you know. What's up for next week?
I don't know. You know, I have to work on my topics throughout the week, but I'm sure I will have a good one for everyone. Guys, I'm also taking interview requests, so go to lawlessradio.com and send your, it'll tell you how to submit your music and how to submit an interview request.
Boy, look. And when So Ambitious interviews you, know you're getting interviewed by the best. You know what I'm saying? So, get them submissions in. Here's what it is.
Oh, also follow us on Twitter @LawlessENT. And again, check out our website, www.lawlessradio.com. And like us on Facebook, Lawless Radio.
That's what's up.
All right, guys, we will be back next Friday, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
It's Lawless, baby, doing it big in the street.
See that what she said, you know that she's so ambitious. In the streets stacking green, cause she's so ambitious. All been changed, know what I mean, that's so ambitious. You now are so ambitious, you now are so ambitious. She down with me, so you know that she's so ambitious. In the streets stacking green, cause she's so ambitious. All been changed, know what I mean, that's so ambitious. You down with so ambitious, you now are so ambitious.
Can't break click now, it's live, you turn your dial up. Hell, hey, ambitious, you can let the leg status up. We on point. Brand new, so we flawless. Got the worldwide world focused on lawless. And we never stop, hitting their way. Play them in the bigger artists, real airplay. And them topics hot, I take it on the rock. I tune in every Friday, 8 o'clock, and you're banging up. She got R&B. It's not a little spoken word, plus it's me. Thank you for joining in. Caller, here's your land, so you have been plugged in. So ambitious, here we go.
You have now been plugged into the Friday night street party with the queen of Blog Talk Radio. The first lady.
So ambitious.
Oh, you haters. Bow down. So ambitious, I told you I got you on the intro. Even if you ain't want to get on.
Even if you ain't want to get on.
Cause I'm your speakers up. Turn your
I'm
in the street,
I'm in the street,
I'm in the street, I'm in the street, I'm in the street, I'm in the street, I'm in the street, I'm in the street, I'm in the street, I'm in the street, I'm in the street, I'm in the street, I'm in the street, I'm in the street, I'm in the street, I'm in the street, I'm in the street, I'm in the street, I'm in the street, I'm in the street, I'm in the street, I'm in the street, I'm in the street, I'm in the street, I'm in the street, I'm in the street, I'm in the street, I'm in the street, I'm in the street, I'm in the street, I'm in the street, I'm in the street, I'm in the street, I'm in the street, I'm in the street, I'm in the street, I'm in the street, I'm in the street, I'm in the street, I'm in the street, I'm in the street, I'm in the street, I'm in the street, I'm in the street, I'm in the street, I'm in the street, I'm in the street, I'm in the street, I'm in the street, I'm in the street, I'm in the street, I'm in the street,